Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So do you.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We say, bottoms up, sailor! Master Keto! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve with Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast someone whose name I'm sure I'll mess up, Britta Foch. Anyway, Foch is an officer with the Nevada Highway Patrol, and on Halloween, well, they stopped a person suspected of drunk driving. They spotted the car trying to enter the freeway from the wrong direction. I think we can all agree that's a pretty big tip-off, but the driver, in the end, ended up getting arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, driving without a valid driver's license, and committing two traffic violations. But, again, they work for the Nevada Highway Patrol, so there's nothing unusual about any of this, except the fact that Officer Foch was actually coming from a Halloween party and was still dressed as a Star Wars stormtrooper. So I just want you to imagine, you get pulled over, you're like, ah, oh, crap, here come the cops. And there's a freaking stormtrooper walking up to your car.
I mean, if you're going to get arrested, I'd rather be arrested by a stormtrooper.
I agree. If I have to get arrested, I'd be like, all right, I mean, my situation isn't better, but this moment's kind of cool.
I'm showing up to court as Darth Maul.
Right.
See if I can get a reduced sentence. See if I can get a break.
That should work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they were actually off duty. They were just driving home. So there's Star Wars gear on, and pulled him over and just like, what are you going to do? Yeah. Just rolled up. But would you believe
it's a cop?
Were
they still in the cop car?
Yes.
Oh, I see. So they were off duty, but they were in the car. Because I was like, how did they pull him over?
My question is, would you believe it's a real cop? Stormtrooper rolls up.
He's showing you his identification.
He's a stormtrooper.
I need to get out of the car, sir.
But like, I'm not the drunk driver you're looking for.
By the way, he's masked up, too, so he's safe.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, if it's an unmarked car, I might question it. But if it was a marked car, I'd be like, all right.
I mean, then again, it was Halloween, so
yeah,
it adds up.
That's probably the only night it'd be okay.
That's the only night, yes. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Notorious BLT and Creamsicle.
Hola.
Hola. Well done. Notorious BLT. How do we miss it? We'll let Vince know that that's another suggestion. Again, that was his list. All right, Dustin, you understand how this here game is played?
Sure do, bro.
All right, fantastic. Then you know you have one of three choices, the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Just because I love the song, let's do interior decorating.
Okay. Yeah. That is a fine song. Oh, you got to have the build-up.
In your butt.
All right there, Dustin. Here is your story. A man under arrest. He stunned police officers after choosing a unique hiding spot for something up his backside. When Justin Savoy, he's 24 years old, he pleaded guilty to charges after police in the town of Golden Meadow, Louisiana, discovered the item. Now, cops, who were arresting him late last year on a separate matter, discovered that he'd stashed something in his buttocks. Now, he'd been taken into custody, but after they responded to suspicious activity in a home, police say they discovered that Savoy possessed a handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia during the initial search. Other firearms were also found in his truck. But when he was arrested, he was taken to the police station, and that's where he was strip searched. And they reportedly found an additional surprise, as they say, concealed in his rectum. Now, he was sentenced to 5 years suspended sentence, blah, blah, blah. This is what I need to know. They found drugs on his person. They found weapons on his person. They found drug paraphernalia. But the inside of his person, what did they find? Did they find more drugs, a glass pipe, a pistol, or a cell phone? So drugs, glass pipe, pistol, or cell phone. Oh, my.
Man, the pistol sounds so outrageous that it might be true.
I hear what you're saying. I feel like all of them are outrageous for me.
Well, you know, if you have drugs, you have drugs. I'm sure you could find a way to smoke them. A glass pipe is great if you have drugs. But if you don't have anything to smoke in them, it doesn't do you any good. And you can find something else to smoke out of other than a glass pipe.
Don't we know it?
I think he took in a cell phone, Dustin.
Yeah, you know, that's a fair point.
He was going into the jail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he'd already been arrested. They did the search at his home. Now they're doing the strip search at the prison.
Let me ask you this qualifying question.
All right.
Does a pistol have to have 6 rounds in it? Or can it just be like a little tiny thing with 2 shots?
You know, I am the resident gun expert on this program. I don't know.
I talk to Steve before I go to Cabela's every weekend.
Yeah. We always have this conversation. Yeah. So thank you for asking me that. I don't know. And I don't know the size of this man's rectum.
That's a fair... the information I need.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying he's got a flip phone.
What state were we in again?
Louisiana. Ooh, Notorious P.I.E. Keep them coming, people.
You know what? I don't know why, but I think it's pistol.
You think it's a pistol? Ted's going to go pistol. I'm going to go cell phone. Dustin, what are you thinking? Drugs, glass pipe, pistol, or cell phone?
You know, just because I want it to be the pistol, I'm going with the pistol.
Going with the pistol.
Yeah, that's why I picked it, too. It seems ridiculous, but for some reason, I want him to have a pistol up there.
And Dustin, that is your final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out what he had back there. Was it drugs, a glass pipe, a pistol, or a cell phone next?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Was a tease.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Well, Father, this takes us to Louisiana.
Yeah.
And the category is interior decorating. Man hit something in his backside while being arrested. They found it during a strip search. He didn't have drugs. He didn't have guns, all that stuff on him. But what was he concealing in his person? Was it drugs, a glass pipe, a pistol, or a cell phone?
And that is the question that we posed to you, Dustin. But let's start with Miles. You said a cell phone. I'm sorry, it was not a cell phone. Now, Dustin, the first thing you said when I gave you the options, you said, man, pistol sounds so outrageous, I want to go with that. Ted just straight up like, I want it to be a pistol in his butt. Wants it to be a pistol in his butt. Dustin, this is the only show in Seattle that when you hope a man has a gun in his rectum, we deliver. We're going to put that on T-shirts.
Nice work. Nice work. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today will be the Jimmys.
We have Jimmy Kimmel and we have Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's it. All these guys have teams of professional writers who help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Walmart has announced that robots won't track inventory at their stores. The company learned this lesson during the long pandemic. While robots can't keep track of store inventory, so what I'm hearing, everything is 2-for-1. Jesus!
Me, Ted Smith?
Jimmy Fallon?
That's mine.
Okay.
I just screwed it up there.
I thought it was somebody else's.
It threw me off. I'm like, it doesn't seem like it says he's messing up, but the joke sounds like a Ted joke to me.
Yeah. Basically, they hired robots, and the robots can't keep the inventory.
Imagine that.
Yeah, people can.
Shocking.
Yeah. And if you work at a store that doesn't keep track of inventory.
Yeah, man, that's the place I want to work for a little while.
Anyhow, here's a cake. Canadian man sued Canada Dry for making false claims since it does not contain any ginger, and he won $200,000. That's it. I'm suing Mountain Dew for not being made from mountains or dew.
Fallon. Yeah, Fallon.
Yeah, it's Fallon.
A Canadian man sued Canada Dry for making false claims.
Victor Cardoso alleged that the advertising slogan made from real ginger was misleading and the product contained no ginger. He was awarded $200,000, most of which will go to legal fees.
That's it. I'm suing Mountain Dew for not being made from mountains or dew.
I'd sue Coke.
John Lester from the Chicago Bears, who's now a free agent over the weekend, opened tabs at four Chicago bars as a thank you for years of the fans being faithful. So don't worry, Cleveland, one day Baker Mayfield will buy you beers.
That's it.
Except Lester actually won one.
I know.
Did you see that?
I read about it a little bit, but...
You know what he bought him?
What? Miller Lite?
Miller Lights.
Of course.
Probably in honor of Wade Boggs.
Boggsy. Netflix announced last night it'll raise its standard price plan by $1 per month, or 10 cents for each person on the account.
Seth Meyers.
Netflix announced last week it will raise its standard plan prices by $1 a month, or about 10 cents for each person on the account.
People still doing that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes you can't get on because too many people are logged in.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I don't. It's just the family and that's it.
Yeah. It's always weird to me that I have my profile and the one over, I've never changed it, just says kids.
With okay. A question mark.
No. Oh. It just says kids because I guess when I, you know, that's the natural thing. Like, is there going to be kids here? But every time I'm just, you know what? I should probably delete that.
Yeah. People are going to be like, yo, man, what's up with this?
Or hide really nasty programming in there. Just totally download the sickest stuff you can find.
Here's some news from overseas. Prince William had the coronavirus in the spring. Man, Prince William must have gone crazy. Can you imagine being cooped up in just 795 rooms?
I'm going to go Ted Smith.
Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Here's some news from overseas. Just came out that Prince William had the coronavirus back in the spring. Man, Prince William must have gone crazy. I mean, imagine being cooped up in just 795 rooms.
Yeah. That would be kind of wild.
I mean, yeah, what, Buckingham Palace or something?
Well, Prince William can't live at Buckingham Palace. I think only the Queen can.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He can't even stay, like, spend a night with Mom? That's some S.
I mean,
that is some S.
Yeah,
he has a wife and children.
But also, there's very specific rules, right? Like, you've been over there. Like, there's London, and then there's a very specific part of downtown London that the Queen has to ask before she can go over there.
Right.
Because it was just supposed to be for, I want to say, people that were in Parliament.
Okay.
And there's, like, little barriers that are, like, literally, like, she physically can't walk over there unless she calls ahead and it's like, is it okay if I come over?
Okay. You think anyone's ever sitting there?
Oh, I bet back in the day he used to do it all the time.
Back in the day,
without
question.
Tell the king to stay at his own damn home.
Mm-hmm. But the queen, like, nah, we've had enough of you.
Right, because I don't think the queen's allowed in the House of Commons either, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
What's in common for you?
Yeah. It'd be like if the president wasn't allowed to go over to Congress.
Right. Like oh, no, you can't go.
It's the House
here.
Of Commons. You're royalty. You better get out of here.
Well, that's the problem with being royalty, right?
Right, exactly. Nobody ran for
election.
If
you're not elected, right. Like, yeah, we don't want anyone to talk to you.
I don't know why. I was just blown away when I realized, like, so she can't come over to this side? And they're like, the guy was like, nope.
Damn.
Then he also warned me there's a different police force there, so be very careful in that part.
Ooh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Aunt Becky, will she spend Christmas in jail or prison? There's a good chance she will.
Come on. You think so?
Well, here's the deal. She got a 2-month sentence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 2 years probation. Her husband got 5 months. He hasn't started his jail sentence yet. She's in a low security federal prison just outside of San Francisco. But it sounded like they're not going to let her out early, which means likely she'll spend Christmas in jail.
And maybe New Year's, depending on when she went in.
Right, like right now it sounds like she should get out right before New Year's.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
But she's just going to be in there for Christmas. Which, man, that's a weird one. You spend money to get your kids into college, and then you miss Christmas with them.
Mm-hmm. Which, so they can't bring you home COVID.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
Yeah. I'm still not sure how I feel. Like, there's part of me that's like, all right, well, you did break the law. But then there's part of me like, You just got to do 2 months because they try to bribe their way into a college?
Yeah, you do. I mean, you do. Yeah. It's only 2 months. And look, it's not our fault that it lines up with the holidays. You're the one who dragged this out, right? Because your buddy Felicity, she said, man, I did it.
Dinner time.
You're right.
But she,
right.
But she had to do like 2 weeks.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah. She got it done, you know. But you dragged this trial out with all this nonsense. Like, look, you broke the law. It's fine. Just deal with your time. What was it, like a 14-day sentence for Felicity Huffman? Did 11 days she was out. And again, this is minimum security. You're not going to Rikers freaking island, man.
Right. Lori Loughlin. She'll be in isolation for the first 2 weeks because of they want to make sure she didn't bring the virus in with her.
Sure.
To give the other inmates. You know, she's still in prison. Obviously, it's not the worst kind. She'll be in a jumpsuit. She'll have a job, kitchen work, clerical work, general cleaning. Wake ups at 5 a.m., lights out 9 p.m.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. I will say, though, they say in this jail, this prison has exercise classes, tennis courts, ping pong tables, one TV that everybody shares.
I'm up at 5 for yoga.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I think I went 6 a.m. ping pong.
That's a little early for me.
You got to be up at 5.
Right. So by 6.
I'm already up by 6. I've gotten my coffee. You know, we did our yoga.
You're flexed and ready to play.
We did our goat yoga. Okay. You know. All right.
I do. Now, with that said, I get it. Most prisons have recreation.
I'm like, trust me, I'm not. Get the feeling hurts is a little nicer.
Yeah, for sure. And just seems like it sucks worse. Let's see. Dancing with the Stars. We're not here about that. Somebody got sick, so there wasn't a double elimination. There's only one.
What are they going to do now?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
So this is kind of interesting. These are some surprising stories behind 5 very famous TV theme songs.
Oh, all
right.
Cool.
Right? One of them is the Andy Griffin Show.
That's the whistling, we know.
It is the whistling. Composer Earl Hagen, who also did the themes for Dick Van Dyke Show and That Girl, was struggling with it till he figured out it should be simple. I thought all should be simple enough to whistle. Took me about 10 minutes to write it. He whistled it himself on the track, despite the fact he had never whistled before in his life.
Huh.
What?
Yeah. That good of whistling. He had never done it.
I'm a natural.
Okay. It's one of the most iconic theme songs of any TV show.
Yeah. It is. I mean, it's very old for all of us. I've never watched it.
Everyone knows it.
Everybody does. That's a good call. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
All
right. Right. So they want to embrace the fact that they were basically doing the hip-hop Beverly Hillbillies. If nobody remembers the Beverly Hillbillies, this is a family with a father named Jed.
Poor mountaineer, barely.
They kept his family fed. Yeah. One day he was out looking for some food, up to the ground, came a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Texas tea. Mm-hmm. So then he moved his Jesus, I can't really remember that song. So he moved his whole family to the hills. Beverly Hills. So that was the whole show of Beverly Hillbillies. I never really realized till today when I read this, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was supposed to be
same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Start out in Philadelphia, you end up in California.
Yeah, which makes a lot more sense. I was going to say, they wanted the theme to tell the story of how Will ended up in Bel-Air. They only had 3 weeks before the show premiered. Will Smith sat down with DZ Jazzy Jeff. How long do you think it took him to write?
2 hours.
Yeah, I'll say a day.
15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a nice day, man.
Tell you about a story.
Right. They basically just sat down and pumped it out.
Yep.
Which, a lot of people probably forget this. Will Smith was an actual rapper.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
He was an actor later, but now most people only know him as an actor.
Right, but his first few CDs, and to his credit, he was never like, there was never a ton of cursing. They're always kind of funny.
No, he wasn't that guy.
Yeah, Parents Just Don't Understand was like the first big one.
Sure.
Actually, yeah, there was one song about a blinker that I thought had the word bitch in it, maybe.
But that's about as he was like the playboy among porn.
Yeah, he's like LL Cool J.
Right.
But with less
rapping
lip-licking.
And not
But
R&B.
LL, right, LL was a lot more hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
But I was going to say, Will Smith, too, always had that kind of, I don't want to call it simple, but that kind of rhyme style that, like, you know.
Any idiot can sing it.
Right, so he wrote it and everything, but when you hear, like, the theme song, like, that was very, like, that's what a lot of his rap sounded like.
Right, you knew it was him at the time, for sure.
Yeah.
On my street.
All right, Gilligan's Island. Thrill, I know you know that one by heart.
Well, it's set right back here, the tale of the fateful trip. Started up this tropic port, aboard this tiny ship. Mm-hmm. The mate was a mighty sailor man, a skipper, brave and sure. 5 passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour. What?
A 3-hour tour.
Well, the weather started getting rough, Ted, and the tiny ship was tossed. But if not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost. I know you're saying, what? The minnow would be lost. Well, the shore something... this deserted desert.
You forgot the Robinson Crusoe line again.
I did. What is that line? I honestly don't know that line. I made it that far. What is
like
the
Robinson Crusoe, as primitive as can be. So join us here each week. My friends will sure to get a smile.
From seven
stranded castaways.
Here you're on Galleon's Isle. All right.
I was so here's the thing. When they originally wrote it, it was a six-hour ride.
Oh,
okay.
A 6-hour ride.
The professor wasn't a professor. He was just a high school teacher. Ginger and Marianne were our two secretaries in the past. Right, the pastors take a 6-hour ride. Also, before they changed their minds and it was tweaked a little bit, the passenger or the list of passengers ends with the movie star and the rest, omitting Professor and Marianne.
Oh, come on, man!
They weren't added till season two.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Also, like, if that had been a 6-hour tour, they might have died.
Yeah.
Right?
Thank God.
They've been way out there.
Yeah, it was just supposed to be three.
I can't believe they went 3 hours and still no one could find them.
Right. At worst, you're 3 hours away.
Typically, if you go 3 hours offshore, they've mapped that. They know where that island is.
And it's kind of odd.
Yeah.
I think the people didn't like them. That's obviously what it is. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there episodes where there was like people that lived on the island they encountered?
I think you're getting that confused and lost.
Yeah, I think people might have come on the island and...
Yeah, people showed up.
Right.
All right.
Not intentionally. Not to rescue them.
All right, the biggest one on the list, Friends. So everybody knows the Rembrandts performed the theme.
I hate that song.
Oh, I bet you hate the original one worse.
Why do you say that?
Because it's the end of the world as we know it by R.E.M.
Oh, God.
They had that as the song.
Okay, I see.
Right, so the Rembrandts, they were surprised when the theme premiered on the show, and they didn't add the famous four claps, the producers did. But basically...
That makes me feel better, because I hate those claps.
Right, the R.E.M. song was supposed to be it. It was already in there, so they didn't even really know. And then all of a sudden, like, boom, there's our song.
Damn.
Which became, I want to say, not only like a famous, but like I think that took them up the charts, too.
It did. That song. Absolutely. That was their only song. All they'll need, based on the fact that show was in syndication.
Yeah, dude, they made out on this.
Right.
Yeah, and I also want to say, years ago, the theme to Sopranos was one of those ones that shot up the list.
It was.
It did, on the rock charts.
Yeah, which is still a really cool song.
It is. It is a cool-ass tune.
Yeah, just the last three seasons kind of sucked.
They really did.
they just weren't that fun. Good news from Borat 2, the babysitter that was in there.
The older woman.
Right. The older woman who was legit trying to help. So she obviously had never seen Borat. She didn't get the whole thing.
Sure.
But people set up a GoFundMe for her, this and that. Her pastor had recommended it, that she do it. Well, she just got a movie gig.
What?
She'll play God's right-hand angel in a movie called Reincarnated Royal.
Okay.
It's a sectarial comedy targeting high-profile figures, including self-proclaimed mentors of teenage girls and a certain prime CEO.
All right.
I don't know if I love the plot, but congratulations to her.
Janice says it's going to be a very entertaining movie. I know the world thinks I have an angel in my bag, but it's going to be very challenging playing this role.
Well, good for her.
Yeah. And do you know what her GoFundMe is up to?
GoFundMe.
Go.
That sounds good.
GoFundMe.
She's up past $175,000.
Good, because she appeared in Borat. I mean, inevitably.
Well, and people legit felt bad for her.
Yeah. I mean, I stubbed my toe last weekend.
Yeah.
You don't care, do you? You care more about her, F you.
You know, it's tough. All right, here's the question. What are people going to watch tonight?
What are people going to watch tonight?
What is on?
I don't
know. Is there anything on?
I'm not sure.
Is there sports on?
Not a ton of sports tonight.
I believe they're dueling tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's stuff on.
Yeah.
You're going to be up a long time watching it.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Two passengers are booted out of first-class flight when one tries to hide in first class under the seat. Meanwhile, after a powerful earthquake in Turkey, a toddler is found alive after 4 days after curling up in a dishwasher, which is pretty neat. A giant boa constrictor is crawling around a neighborhood after leaving its shedded skin.
Southwest passenger told to cover up after wearing a top that everyone's heads did spin. And your happy story, fire rescues a kitten stuck in a car engine. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Oxford, where a young girl has found something troubling in the woods. While out walking with her grandfather, she saw something that looked like a large piece of discarded plastic. After a closer look, it was revealed that it was actually a massive snake skin from a boa constrictor that measures at least 5 feet long and possibly even bigger. The thing was not complete, and it was longer than she was. Mm-hmm. The ASPCA says that it's currently looking for anyone that may have lost or abandoned the animal, but doesn't believe that it will cause any harm to the surrounding residents.
Here's what you need to know. If someone lost the snake, they will come forward. If they abandoned it, they will not.
Right. And that's basically what they said, is that this animal is just, it's too big for somebody to have just lost it.
Right.
It escaped. Doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it's in England.
Right.
Boa constrictors don't live there.
That's right.
They are indigenous now to the United States.
Yeah.
Not England.
Didn't come from the news, but this is just my perspective here. This thing got too frickin' big. They said, send it out to the wild where it belongs.
I think this snake that can get 20 feet long would get any bigger than the 4 feet we got.
Right.
Exactly.
We feed it every week.
And now everybody in Oxford now has to bring all their small animals inside because fun times. In other news, a flight from Dallas to Miami was 3 hours late to its destination, and YouTube views are to blame. A witness in first class on the flight says that before the plane left the gate, a passenger in coach came up to first class to see her friend, but then hid in the footwell area of the seat with the intent of hiding there for the duration of the flight in an attempt to get viewers on YouTube. An attendant noticed that that the seat in coach was empty and made an announcement that the passenger would need to return to her seat. When she got busted in first class, the captain said that the plane would be returning to the gate for a security issue, and law enforcement met the plane at the gate and brought the two into custody. So they didn't know that she was in first class, but this attendant is just on it, and she noticed that this seat that used to be full is now no longer full.
And there's not a lot of places you can be.
Exactly. They have already pulled away from the gate at this point, which I don't know exactly how you can duck into first class while they're taxiing. They're kind of on that.
Your coach seat's going to be better than underneath the first class seat.
Right.
Right.
I'm willing to bet that.
It was just a stunt. She's just trying to be down there through the duration of the flight.
Ooh, edgy.
But then she sneaks back to her seat in coach. They find her there. They're like, okay, now we're going to go back for a security issue. She starts going off that she's being disrespected and whatnot.
Oh,
I mean, she made a full scene on that plane. So now it was just, hey, you're causing an issue on the plane, and now we have to arrest you because now you're causing a full-on pandemonium on this doggone
flight. Doesn't disrespectful, if you're being disrespected, doesn't that mean the person who says that just thinks they're better than you?
Right.
In that situation, ma'am, you were hiding in first class.
Right.
We're not even being mean. We're pointing out this thing you did, and then we have a protocol. We call those rules or laws, depending on your circumstances.
It is literally part of my job to make sure that everybody remains in their seats when they're supposed to remain in their seats.
I even tell you that when I do that stupid little thing before the flight.
Right. You hear this noise, boom. It tells everybody what they need to do.
And then another idiot got thrown off for bitching and moaning about sitting on the tarmac.
Are you kidding?
No. The police had to, escort three of them off, and they were hours late.
They're not doing it for teases and grins, guys. Okay, I'm not even going to get into that. Over in Detroit, authorities were called after a man and woman fired 16 shots into a home. Not shockingly, the people in the car and the people inside the home knew each other and had gotten into a fairly heated argument earlier that day when someone called their kid ugly.
And that kid ugly.
That kid ugly. After the gunfire, the pair fled the scene, but were later tracked down and arrested by police. Here's the thing. When I read the story, it said that a kid was called ugly.
Mm-hmm.
That to me means the people in the car that shot up the home, their kid was called ugly.
Right. That's what you got to think, right?
I don't know why the story didn't just lay that out there. Maybe they didn't have the concrete evidence, but that's kind of what it tells me.
It could be the people that don't like your kid's ugly, and then I open fire on you to rub it in. But more than likely, it is the parents of the ugly kid. But here's the problem. This kid's parents are going to go to jail, right? And maybe go to live with grandma, whatever the case is. But at some point, you have a conversation with some young woman you've met, and you're just talking about your life. Like, hey, man, I had a tough life growing up. Both of my parents went to jail. They were stupid, dude. They fired guns at someone they know. Well, what was the problem? Because I'm so ugly.
Because
I am so ugly. Like, when people tell him he's ugly, he's like, I know how ugly I am. My parents are in jail because I am this ugly. That's a lot to live with,
bro. It is, man. It just says that the argument started when a kid was called ugly. Now, both sets of people had kids.
I'm sure.
And a kid was called ugly. I don't know how that boils to the point to where the one that called the kid ugly is the one that ends up doing the shooting.
It's unlikely that that is the case.
Right.
But still, somebody
it's
even
your
then.
Fault.
If you're,
you're
like, look,
ugly.
Man, I got shot at. My parents were shot at years ago. Why? Because I'm ugly. I mean, either way, it comes down to one thing.
Right.
Homie's ugly.
Yeah. I mean, that could have just been the genesis for the argument. Then why did you, you know, maybe it's the opposite. And it just ended in a gunfight.
It's true. There you go.
I mean, either way, we're talking about somebody calling a baby ugly. I mean, it's 16 shots.
Right. Right.
It's overboard.
Yeah. We're already not dealing with sane people.
And that kid is ugly.
literally the cutest you will ever be in your life. And you fail. Mankind takes some ground back in the fight against machines. Walmart has ended a 5-year contract with Bossa Nova Robotics after they determined that their stock robots were not as effective as the employees that they put in the stores.
So they signed with Foxtrot Robotics.
I wonder how much those robots cost a piece.
The robots were tasked with rolling up and down the aisles, taking inventory on all products, and putting in for restocking when supplies were low. But they also found that merely allowing employees to roam the shelves, things move faster and at a cheaper pace. Mm-hmm. Although the company says it's still figuring out a way that the robots can assist the employees. Right. Sometimes,
why don't you ask the employees what they need? They would do something like, I don't know, tell you.
Right.
Before you hire some big firm to come in and do a 4-year study, like, ask them.
Right. No, we need to replace them.
Right.
Manpower is not trustworthy. A young man in Indianapolis. Okay, I did say it right. Is making some headlines for showing a little humanity. The high school team is a runner and made it all the way to the state cross-country meet. Doggone. As he was nearing the end of the race, he saw a fellow runner after he had fallen and was having issues getting back on his feet. Inspired to do something good, the young man stopped to help the runner back up, and they crossed the finish line together.
That's very cool.
That's a great story.
Yes, I still would have made the guy coming behind me.
Well, sure.
But, let me get a step ahead of you.
He's not going to sacrifice the entire race going up to there, but you know what? He talked about how his parents raised him right, and you know what? Taught him to do the right thing and do what you would want other people to do for you.
Sure. Tells me you're slow. Because if you were in first place, if you're in second place and you see that guy go down, you are not helping them.
No. Yeah.
Not for first place.
I wasn't going to mention that they were kind of behind in the pack. But that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Be safe out there tonight. Grab some popcorn, grab yourself a nice cold one, and we'll be back for Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.